You want a nomination to approve the minutes?
I've already made a motion.
Well, you're still my second.
Second.
Sorry, I was getting signed, and I wasn't paying attention.
Everyone, minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is public comments, and that's pretty much for anybody sitting in the seats. Any areas of concern or areas you want to voice? Any areas of concern from the airport committee? The advisory committee itself? I have one question. Dave, are you going to, is this going to be one of your last meetings, or the next to last meeting?
No, it hasn't been determined yet, so it's not the last meeting.
Okay, great.
Let's hope he'll be here for many to come.
Yep. I don't know.
Don't be rushed.
Well, my next question was, is do we have to, as a committee, relieve him of his duties? Or can we force him to come even though? That would be my, okay, public comments are taken care of. Emergency response is the next item of agenda. Who put this one on here? I did?
I think you did.
I think it was carried, it might have been something carried over from.
It's just for the group. One of the questions that I had was, has the radio been purchased for the fire department? My understanding is
the command vehicle has a radio and instructions on how to use it. And
for everybody's knowledge, the fire department has changed its officers. And Rick, if you want to kind of, probably chairman, you want to kind of brief?
Sure. But Jeff made initial contact with the new chief, and then
who is the new chief?
Michael Briggs.
Mike Briggs, yeah.
Briggs. And then she passed off responsibility and coordination, it appears to be anyway, to someone else, Jake. I can't remember Jake's last name now. Anyway, we've made contact with him, email contact, and we're looking to schedule a sit-down meeting to get all the new people up to speed. We received an email from Jake tonight that the state fire school has now scheduled a class for aviation accident response. I'm sure it's not the correct title of the class, but no one's aware they had any such thing in place, so that's great. Mm-hmm. So that's progress in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We look forward to sitting down with the new staff on the first chance we get.
Is there any other request that the fire company has that we've not fulfilled?
No, they're pretty happy, as far as I know. The other thing that we did look at was the whole communication thing, and for some reason, Dover Approach, their procedure was to call the FBO here if we had an emergency. We've changed that. They're now calling the 911 center, who coordinates the fire department and everything else. So, that whole communication thing is much better now and more the way it should have been. The fire department thing is still going to use the FBO as a command center if needed. And they, like I said, they do have communications now in the command vehicle. And, you know, the communications with the 911 center and the EOC are what they should be. So, yeah, we did identify some problems in all this and worked them out. So.
Good. While we're discussing this whole thing, can I ask, I think I jinxed the runway lights when I made a comment about runway lights working. You've been having trouble with runway 422 lights lately?
Yeah, that'll come up. We'll do that on our airport update. But,
okay.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I'll never make a positive comment about lights again.
Yeah, they went from them to out.
Yeah,
well. Yeah, they had a little help, but yeah.
Okay, so in reference to the emergency response, I think we actually went up and as the pilots group and met with ATC, went through their facility, and one of the things, like Jim was saying, was that they had now changed it to where they call the 911 center. The 911 center would be talking directly to the